Jink and the Kid by W.O. Mitchell, a CBC Calgary production, with original music composed and conducted by Morris Certain. Starring Fred D.L. as Jake, Billy Mae Richards as the Kid, Marie Hotan as Ma, and featuring Christopher Newton as Dr. Campbell. Direction, Essa W. Young.
We've got a newspaper, Crocus Breeze. Chet Lambertson, printer. You can tell when she's paper day if you go by the Breeze building next to Nightingale's funeral home. Them giant presses rolling. Shakes her like a puffer on a summer day in a high wind. Jiggly. And you wonder if something's wrong with your eyes. Way she shoots.
W.O. Mitchell calls this story Crocus Under the Microscope.
Something there for everybody. In the advertising section.
Harvest Special. Just one left. McDougal Combine. The small combine that handles a 12-foot swath.
Mrs. R. H. Dodds announces the opening of classes in voice and piano September 11th. For particulars, phone 379.
Roosters, 4 months old, 3 to 5 pounds. 35 cents a pound, live weight. Apply Calvin Mooney, Gladys Ridge.
Pride of the Prairie's coal and wood range like new.
Then in the news, get things like council notes. Dr. Fotherham has passed on information that the Department of Public Health would supply a spraying outfit for the use of the town to spray flies and mosquitoes. Mayor McTaggart was named a delegate to attend the convention of Union of Saskatchewan Municipalities in Regina, October 12 and 13. Councillor Godfrey was named deputy mayor for the next 3 months. RCMP report was received and ordered filed.
In an impressive double ring ceremony solemnized at Grace United Church on Saturday,
John Barnes' arm is getting along so well he is able to drive a tractor again. The arm was not reset. We were misinformed.
Richard Harold Dick Milligan, aged 72 years, of Crocus, passed away on August 5th following an illness of 9 months.
The eye specialist, H.N. Miller, will be at McTaggart's Trading Post Wednesday, September the 12th from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Notice! Since Lucy May Hilton has left my bed board, I will not be responsible for her.
Notice! Since Everett David Hilton never gave me bed and board worth putting up with him, I will not be responsible for anything he says or does. Lucy May Hilton.
Well, there she is. Poor pig. Yeah, Chet does it pretty near all by himself. He's editor, typesetter, bookkeeper, and janitor. And it was in the Crocus Breeze we first read about this doctor coming to visit Crocus. From the east. From a university they got down there.
Charles N. Wendell was a recent visitor in Crocus. The reason of his visit was to see his sister, Mrs. R.J. Dooley, who has been receiving treatment at the local hospital.
She's out?
Yeah. Crocus attracts national attention.
Huh?
Hey, among the newcomers to Crocus last week was Dr. A.R. Campbell. now staying at the Maple Leaf Hotel. Dr. Campbell has come all the way from Ontario to spend the next few months with us. Dr. Campbell proposes to do a survey of Crocus and District as a typical prairie western town, and his stay is for the purpose of gathering material about Crocus people and Crocus ways for his projected book. He's gonna do a book.
Ah, that's nice.
All the Crocus. We are sure that Dr. Campbell will find all the cooperation needed for his work. We might suggest that all skeletons be kept out of sight in cupboards for the rest of the season.
Wow. You're gonna do a book about it, huh?
Yeah, but what's the y'all? What's that mean?
Sociologist. I don't know exactly.
It says Dr. Campbell.
Oh, well, that's not like Doc Fotherman.
Oh, you mean a vet?
No. One of those university doctors. Don't do folks any good.
Oh.
Well, what I mean, they don't fix people up, operate.
Oh.
Scientist doctor.
Oh.
Measure folks' heads.
He's gonna measure our heads?
No. Just do it with the natives. Indians, like that.
Oh.
Kid, I don't know so much about it. It's out of my line. Next time we're in Crocus, we'll ask McTaggart. He'll know. He'll know all about it. Mac, kid me, we was wondering. Notice the peace in the breeze.
Yeah?
This doctor from the East coming here to do a book.
Oh, him?
Yeah. Gonna do a book. Getting material for a book about Crocus.
Staying with Mrs. Abercrombie.
That's nice.
Sociologist.
Gonna measure heads?
Oh, no. Nice. For an Easterner.
Yeah.
Guess he's pretty intelligent. Gotta be. University professor. Sociologist. Moved out of the hotel and in with Mrs. Abercrombie, Dr. Campbell.
Mr. McTaggart.
Dr. Campbell, like you to meet one of our people, Mr. Trumper.
Mr. Trumper?
Hey.
Jake's a real old-timer here, Dr. Campbell.
How are you?
Been here as long as Crocus. You ought to get together with Jake. Give you a lot of material for your book.
Perhaps he could.
If you don't believe everything he says. Jake's a great one.
I'd certainly appreciate any help you might be able to give me, Mr. Trumper.
Sure. I don't know exactly what you're trying to do.
I have a series of questionnaires. Facilitate things and keep me from going off on a tangent.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to have some of your time, Mr. Trumper.
Jake.
Beg your pardon?
My name is Jake. Anytime you want, Mr. Dr. Campbell. Anytime. Seemed like a real nice fella. Young, slight, little stiff. Him being a stranger in town. Real nice fella. Just goes to show you. Can't tell from the outside what's on the inside. Goes to show.
Well, it's nice of you to come out and visit us.
Actually, so many people have told me to get in touch with Mr. Trumper, I couldn't possibly do my, do the work I have to do and consider it complete without, without talking to him.
I'm no different than any other folks in the district.
Well, a great deal of my work is statistical, but a great deal of it is also qualitative. Interviews are the main source of the truly important side of my work.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mr. Trumper, I want you to just answer my questions quite freely. Some of them... wonder if there might be somewhere Mr. Trumper and I could go where we...
You stay right here. We'll leave you two to go at it. My son has gone to bed, and I intend dropping over to teachers for a while. Now, you and Jake just go right ahead.
That's fine. Now, Mr. Trumper, from time to time, I'll make notes. Please don't pay any attention to it. Don't let it bother you. We'll come to the questions later. And would you say the land here was marginal, Mr. Trumper?
Huh?
Would you consider this good land, average land, poor land?
This farm?
No, the district.
Oh, she's all right. It ain't the Regina Plain. It's over 20 foot of topsoil. Couldn't you get that sort of stuff out of the Department of Agriculture?
Yes, I have. But I'm more interested in what the attitude of how the people farming it, who have come through the drought period, feel about it.
We like it.
Now then, what nationality are you, Mr. Trumper?
Canadian.
I mean, what were your people?
Canadian.
I see. Anglo-Saxon. Mr. Trumper, are you an acquaintance of Mr. Kiziwi? Mr. Steve Kiziwi?
Yeah.
Quite a few people like Mr. Kiziwi who farm in the district.
You mean...
Galician, Polish, German.
Sure, they are.
Do you find them good neighbors?
Why, yeah.
Seems a pity. I understand they're quite successful farmers.
Like anybody else?
Do you feel they, they aren't quite as good Canadians as they might be?
Say, what are you driving at? I do.
Well, wouldn't it have been better if we could have kept our communities, entirely Anglo-Saxon?
Now, look, I said they were good farmers. They're good neighbors. It don't matter to me where they come from.
I see.
Yeah, but I don't. What kind of questions? Well, what kind of book are you...
I'm just trying to assess the tolerance.
You figure maybe Toronto or someplace down east would have been a better place?
I'll ask the questions, Mr. Trumper. I was merely trying to find out how you felt about people of other races.
I feel about like anybody else around here. That's all.
All right. How well do you know... you've been enjoying good health, Mr. Trumper.
I'm blooming. Why?
Any medical treatment in the last...
No.
Nope. Oh, 10 years?
I ain't.
I understand Mrs. Warden out here lost a baby last year.
Yeah, I guess she did.
Dr. Fotheringham, her doctor?
He's the only one.
Been quite a lot of talk, hasn't there? A lot of people felt that the baby could have been saved.
Now, that's out of my line.
Do you consider Dr. Fotheringham a good physician?
Mr. Campbell, would you answer me a question first?
Yes?
You think it'd take you very long to get to get out of this house? It was later on I found out he'd rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. A week or so after.
Asking me what I thought of the folks in town. He asked me if I figured there was any future for the young people of this district. He asked me whether we always had linoleum on the living room floor instead of a carpet, and whether all of the neighbors had linoleum on their living room floor.
Asking me whether Charlie handled my law business or not, and how much income tax I paid last year. Wanted to know when I told him Charlie didn't help my business. Wanted to know, did I think he was a good lawyer?
He asked me things I wouldn't even talk to George about. After the light was out. And I've been married 45 years. Wanted to know about the 500 in Crocus. Well, I told him a thing or two. I told him how those town people carry on.
I dropped in to see Chet Lamberson at the Crocus Breeze. Chet?
Jake.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of fuss going on.
Fuss?
That doctor.
Oh, yes, I guess there is.
Asking funny kind of questions. Chet, what is this social,
Science, Jake. Science of society.
Uh-huh.
Study. Observation, laws, science.
About human beings?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Don't work with test tubes like that?
Nope. But they feel they can measure just the same. A lot depends on who's doing the measuring.
Uh-huh.
You might say he was carrying on an experiment. Find out what makes a prairie town tick. He's through.
Huh?
All done. His research. Got his notes all done. Somehow... It's a pity he spent as much time with some people as he did spend.
How do you mean?
I'm afraid he got most of his information from ones that were willing to talk most. Gossip. I'm a little worried about that book he's doing.
Yeah?
I guess a person can get just as satisfactory explosions out of sociological research as he could out of physics or chemistry. I guess he could.
Way back there, Chet had a notion what was coming. The rest of the folks, they sort of forgot this Dr. Campbell after he left. Oh, he'd come up a few times when folks were talking. Wonder when that book of his was coming out, what it'd be like. Sort of give people something to look forward to. A lot of them, after a while, said they didn't believe there'd be a book. Kind of hard to believe your town's going to get into print. There was a book, all right. Come out that spring. Mr. Springer from the Collegiate gets those Eastern papers. He read a thing about it. Then Phil Brown got some copies in the drugstore. It wasn't a real book, sort of heavy paper cover on it. Like Chet said, there was an explosion.
Social and economic background of Crocus, Saskatchewan. Situated in a one-crop agricultural district, wheat and pork grain...
A community of no discernible social pattern of grouping. No salient culture. No history or tradition.
It is natural that the community should look to its professional men for its leadership. And it is true that this is the most highly educated group. They are neither talented nor well qualified. To some extent, this may be attributed to their feeling that they cannot measure up to urban competition. In Crocus, demands upon their professional skill are less. They are safe.
Consider themselves socially superior. This group do not feel themselves subject to puritanical code governing the rest. Setting themselves apart, they have devoted their efforts to a hedonistic life and are completely uninterested in community affairs and community government.
Resentment of foreign-born elements in the community. These have been isolated deliberately.
The myth of Western hospitality dies quickly in Crocus, Saskatchewan. No effort is made to welcome newcomers to the town. In one case, no notice was taken for an entire week.
How could he say such a thing about... Well, if they're nothing else, Crocus people are friendly and hospitable.
What the H is wrong with them? Who did he get his information out of? Claims the whole community is going to fly apart, bust wide open. Nowhere for people to go but out of the Crocus district.
And what he says about... What about the professional men? I suppose that Sutton's the ministers and Doc Fogman. Oh, Jake, it's terrible.
Well, where'd he get it? Beer parlor? Pool hall? Why, he's got us like a setting duck. Person hasn't got a chance to fight back. He can't.
Terrible. Can't understand a person like... I know these people, and I just can't understand how he could have gotten them so wrong. I'm afraid it's not Crocus people who are wrong.
You wouldn't believe what it did to most of the folks. All they talked about. Regina Leader Post picked it up and printed parts of it. Sort of held it all up in front of everybody. Shameful. They held a couple of indignation meetings, talked it over. Somebody said Doc Fotheringham ought to sue him for libel. He said he couldn't be bothered. Then Chet Lamberton got up.
The important thing is, we all know it is not true of our town and of our people. That's what is important.
If you remember that, then this thing becomes simply what it is. A false report. Which can in no way change the character of your town as it is. It adds up to this, what this book has done. It has done it to us, but only in our own eyes. We are the ones who count, all right? Then, it is for us to restore our own confidence and self-esteem. That we can do. And we'll do it next Thursday when the Crocus Breeze answers Dr. Campbell with all four of its pages.
I guess the whole town wrote the next issue of the Crocus Breeze. And like Chet said, they answered that book. Right across the top, where it usually says, circulating through the towns and districts of Crocus, Broken Cell, and Tiger Lily. In real big type, it read, J.A.Q. And I guess that's French for look out.
It seems high time that someone from Saskatchewan went down to an eastern city to study manners and mores of the professorial element there. If their customs and ways of thinking didn't conform to general comportment on the prairies, then, of course, they would be in the wrong. We feel they must be very curious people, judged by our standards. Our town has been the target of investigation, and we feel we must help in this sociological case history by calling attention to sociological phenomena overlooked by Dr. Campbell in his serious study. He speaks of friendliness and...
While the doctor was gathering material for his book, we wonder if he saw Crocus women taking turns doing old Mrs. Sankey's washing for her. Or if he saw them walking across town with pies, with baked hams and chickens and flowers to a home where a loved one had died, and there were extra people before and after the funeral. We wonder if he saw the neighbors south of town putting in the entire crop for Homer Johnson when he lay helpless in the hospital. Did he see those same neighbors doing his summer fallowing? Did he see their combines in his fields while he was convalescing and unable to thresh his crop?
Did the doctor visit the church supper given August 29th in the Credit Union Hall? Did he know the proceeds were going towards the new pews in the United Church? Did he know that it was attended by Baptists and continuing Presbyterians, British Israelites, Catholics, Christian Scientists, Seventh-day Adventists, and members of the Church of the Fundamental but Burning Nazareth? In other words, he did not see the hockey games, the curling club, the Athenian discussion group, the South Crocus Home.
If our professional men are here in Crocus, it is because they like it, not because they are not equal in skill to urban practice. Our professional men have given good service to our community. No city lawyer can begin to handle the intricacies of real estate as can ours. The making out of a will, income tax returns. Our teachers may boast the winning of Governor General's medals and two Rhodes Scholars who have left Crocus Classroom.
Of course, we have no social structure. The hired man or the hired girl eat with the rest of the family.
We do wish that Dr. Campbell could have been here during that part of the year when the big white clouds rolled over Crocus, when the crop was in and an entire year's income was at the mercy of the skies. Then he would have seen people entering the sanitary cafe for a soda. He would have seen them going into the Royal Beer Parlor or the post office or Malibu Brown's blacksmith shop. Wherever they went,
He would see them take a quick look at the sky, and then when they left, he would see their eyes turn skywards again. Why? Rain? The reason was $5,000 to $10,000 defenseless from the first rolling crack of thunder to the hail that came driving down to batter it, destroy it. Some got it, some didn't. But there was no whining, Doctor. They had lost a whole year's income. They'd been laid off work for an entire year. And what did they say? That it was their turn this year. That now they had ice to turn a freezer of ice cream. They joked about it. They laughed at it, ruefully. What you might call a dry joke, dry laugh. You missed that, Dr. Campbell. I guess Chet knew what he was doing on that crocus breeze. I can speak for most people in Crocus or in any prairie town where they happen to have one of them whatever they are, come and write a book about them. I can speak for them. They're all right. The people are all right. And if there's any any of those doctors down there in the east listening in, we're all right.
Crocus Under the Microscope. Another Jake and the Kid story by W. O. Mitchell. Directed by S. W. Young, with original music composed and conducted by Morris Certain. Fred D.L. was heard as Jake, with Billy Mae Richards as the Kid, Marie Hotans as Ma, Bill Spearstra as McTaggart, Douglas Master as Pete, Christopher Newton as Dr. Campbell, with Leonard Crowther, Jacqueline Dunkel, Violet Pollen, Diane Hayden, Pat Reed, and Donald Truss. Technical operations were by Bill Hedemark, Ralph Thurn, Dave Boudreau, Len Urth, and Ken McCarricker. Jake and the Kid is produced from CBC, Calgary, and Edmonton by Fred D.L. This is Norris Bick speaking.
This is the CBC Radio Network.